Multi-agency operation in Howe County leads to 9 federal arrests. Monday, Howe County deputies joined the U.S. Marshals Service, South Central Drug Task Force, Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and West Plains Police Department in conducting a multi-year investigation by locating and arresting 9 individuals on 2 separate federal indictments. The indictments are related to a drug trafficking organization alleged to be distributing meth and fentanyl in and around Howe County. As a result of these investigations, multiple pounds of methamphetamine, raw fentanyl, and more than 1,000 fentanyl capsules were seized. According to the 9-count indictment returned under seal by federal grand jury in Springfield, 8 individuals were charged with various charges related to narcotics distribution. Tuesday, the indictment was unsealed and made public following the arrest of the defendants. Count 1 of the indictment alleges that the following individuals participated in conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl: 54-year-old Monica Kesslin of West Plains, 50-year-old Bradley Hale of West Plains, 42-year-old Jeffrey Sanders of West Plains, 41-year-old Christy Norton of West Plains, 62-year-old Frank Roberts of West Plains, 43-year-old Jody Cates of West Plains, 46-year-old Randy Sisko of Mountain View, and Ronnie Walker of St. Louis. In addition to count 1, the indictment includes 8 additional counts charging various other drug-related crimes against several of the before-mentioned defendants. Indictment 2, according to 1 count, also returned by the federal grand jury in Springfield, 54-year-old Brian Smith of Summersville is charged with knowingly and intentionally possessing with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of meth. The Stone County Sheriff's Office arrested a Mountain View, Arkansas man following a child exploitation investigation. In April of 2025, the Sheriff's Office received a tip indicating that child sexual exploitation material was being distributed from a device located within the county. Following several months of detailed investigative work, authorities were able to identify the device and corresponding IP address connected to the suspected activity, tracing to a residence. Based on these findings, they obtained a search warrant for the residence located on Herpel Road. On Monday, the Stone County Sheriff's Office executed the search warrant at the residence. During the warrant, 47-year-old Chris Aaron Copeland of Mountain View was taken into custody. Copeland has been charged with 2 counts of distributing, possessing, viewing a matter depicting sexually explicit conduct involving a child. His bond was set at $25,000. An apartment complex in Kabul was destroyed by fire on Tuesday. The fire was reported around 2 a.m. Tuesday morning in the 2400 block of U.S. Highway 63. There were 4 residents that live at the apartments. Multiple fire crews were on the scene until around noon on Tuesday. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Red Cross provided victims with vouchers for hotel stays and clothing to replace items lost in the fire. The West Plains Police Department has identified the 2 individuals believed to be responsible for the recent vandalism of the public mural located at 14 Court Square in downtown West Plains. The incident occurred on the night of October 28th when the mural at Luster Arcade was damaged by 2 unknown suspects. Detectives conducted an investigation following the report, including a review of surveillance footage provided by area businesses. On November 3rd, investigators identified and located both suspects. The case has now been referred to the Howe County Prosecuting Attorney's Office for the filing of formal charges. Because the case is now in the hands of the prosecutor's office, no additional details will be released at this time. Anyone with any further information related to this incident is encouraged to contact the West Plains Police Department Detective Division at 417-256-2244. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 2 Las Vegas, Nevada residents. Saturday, officers were called to Highway 5, where a vehicle was driving in the wrong lane. The driver was 52-year-old Crystal DeLeon, and her passenger was 44-year-old Jose Angel DeLeon. They were both arrested. Jose De Leon is charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, bond set at $5,000 cash only. 52-year-old Crystal De Leon was charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, DWI, and careless and imprudent driving, with bond set at $5,000 cash only. Both suspects are being held in the Douglas County Jail. A man from Oil Trough is being held in Independence County after allegedly selling meth to an undercover informant on two occasions. 54-year-old Robert Michael Rogers was arrested Tuesday on two felony counts for delivering a Schedule II controlled substance. Each count is punishable by up to 20 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. Rogers is being held in the Independence County Jail, bond set at $30,000. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests Tuesday evening. 29-year-old Tristan Owens from Norfolk was arrested on charges of two counts of third-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, possession of drug paraphernalia, and he's being held for other agencies. His bond was set at $1,705. 24-year-old Autumn Thick of Briarcliff was arrested on charges of two counts of third-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, third-degree domestic assault, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $2,225. A woman from Springfield was arrested in Douglas County. 30-year-old Rose Gear was arrested after reports that she had been threatening to kill multiple people. Gear was arrested while walking on Highway 76 with a knife. She was placed on a 24-hour hold where a warrant was obtained for three counts of harassment first degree. Bond set at $5,000 cash only. Gear is being held in Douglas County Jail. Tuesday, voters in Texas County approved a measure to freeze property taxes on primary residences. They also voted down a proposal for a sales tax for transportation upgrades. The vote on the property tax freeze was 2,330 yes, 382 no votes. The vote on the Texas County road and bridge question was 1,873 no votes, 838 yes votes.